Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and I want to welcome you to One on One. You know, so many of us, maybe you watching this program right now, woke up today, instead of feeling victorious, you felt more like a victim. Maybe we lose a job, or we have a spouse who's walked out on us, or maybe worse, we lose someone, or we receive a diagnosis. And if you've ever been in that place in your life where it seems that everything's falling apart, and you have asked, why, God, am I going through this? Then you're gonna wanna tune in sharply to today's program. Today we're gonna lift the lid on what is going on in our mind when we face tragedy. And what happens to us that we stop dreaming, stop living, stop doing the things that God designed us to do. The guest with me today is gonna help us break free from those chains of defeat. And you're going to discover today how you are going to become the victor, not the victim. Today's book is titled Zero Victim. And the author and corporate executive who's become my friend, he's also a pastor, he's a teacher. His name is James Ward, and he's going to help liberate you from the mentality of defeat. I'm ready for that. I know that you are. We'll be right back to dive in one-on-one with Pastor James Ward right after this. If you are in that place that oftentimes I describe as the dark night of the soul, where you're down, where you're discouraged, where you feel defeated, today's program's for you. And this book is gonna shape your thinking, and I believe it's gonna change your life. James, Pastor, welcome to the show.
Brother Damon, it's really great being with you, my friend.
You're a pastor.
Yes, sir.
And you're a teacher, obviously. You're an author.
Yep.
I believe that this book is a life-altering, life-shaping
Absolutely.
Blueprint, if you will, to help people move from where they are into the life that God has in store for them. And it came from a man who is serious about this thing.
Yes. This book that I've written and the ministry that God has given to me, it comes from a heart that's been formulated to be a person of character.
Strong.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of people watching today that are, they feel down and discouraged and they are not living the life that God speaks about, available to us in the Word.
Yeah.
In your book, Zero Victim, you present to us a way of thinking about how we look at the tough stuff that has happened to us.
Yes,
it is one of the most profound snapshots of really the messed up wiring that goes on in our brain when we have faced any trial or calamity, when we have become defeated by anything, and you're on a mission to change that.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about this.
Sure. Damon, as I began to study the scriptures and walk with God out of the reality of my own experiences with God, I began to understand that it is not His plan for you and I or any of our viewers or any of our friends to live a defeated life. God's Word communicates to us what I call a theology of winning. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, for example, it tells us, now thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. Now, we live in a hostile world that comes through the product of sin, the fall of mankind, of course, in Genesis chapter 3. I say that the world is perfectly designed to make victims out of all of us. None of us can avoid becoming victims. We've all been born into situations and circumstances and are exposed to things over which we have no control that intend to victimize us. Mm-hmm. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The emphasis that God places on victory in this life comes many times through our mentality. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, for example, Paul tells us there, don't be conformed to the world. What is the state of the world? It's a fallen world. It's a world that's inundated with sin, a world that is characterized by defeat. Paul tells us, don't be conformed to this world, that defeated mentality, but be transformed. Mm-hmm. How? By the renewing of your mind. So God places great emphasis on mind renewal. Now, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the functional and practical benefits of a life that has been born again and renewed by the Spirit of Jesus Christ is a new mind that has a theology of winning.
Got it.
That even though we're fighting circumstances that are constantly attempting to defeat us, all of us have them, God has given us the mentality of a winner, which is by nature, God's own nature, His holy nature, and the mentality of God Himself. And so I began to understand that mind renewal is a very important part of implementing and fleshing out the gospel and fleshing out God's plan of salvation wow. for us. And that's the importance of us putting on what I call a zero victim mentality.
Got it. God didn't give us defeat. He right. gave us victory.
Absolutely.
All right. So what is happening then mm-hmm. in the life of the believer that yeah. is defeated today?
Sure.
You know, we go through patterns of thinking.
Yep.
Something happens to us. We ask the question, why?
Yep.
All the time.
Yep.
Something happens in my relationship. My spouse ran off. Mm-hmm. You know, why?
Mm-hmm.
I got fired. Why?
Yep.
I go to the doctor. You know, I'm feeling some pain. I get a diagnosis
yep.
and it's not a good one. Why?
Mm-hmm.
We ask that question, why?
Sure.
We don't get answers.
Yep.
And we're doing everything that we can in the natural to work through this thing that's got us gripped.
Right.
You can get to the place where you feel, A, defeated.
Sure can.
You don't get answers as to why. Life makes no sense at all.
Right.
And you begin to take on a way of thinking.
Sure.
Well, this is the way it's always going to be.
Yep.
You begin to cope. You begin to settle. I'm mm-hmm. sure I'm talking to some people
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. Yep.
Help me sort yep. that chaos out.
The people who face challenges and feel that their life is characterized by constant defeat and failure, that is a result of internalizing the defeat that's in the world around you. Whenever negative things happen to me, I begin to embrace those things. I begin to allow those things to define me, to develop my mindset, to develop my core values, my way of thinking. And I'm literally living in a setting where the world is actually beginning to write the script for my life
Ooh.
As opposed to God's word,
and
as opposed
to
the voice of the Lord.
Okay, so can I say that that's reprogramming our thinking?
That's exactly it. We're living in a culture that's constantly attempting to reprogram our thinking.
Wow.
Zero victim mentality is it functions like a set of lenses. I use this analogy sometimes to describe that this room is perfectly bright.
Mm-hmm.
But if I am wearing a set of very dark sunglasses, then everything I see from my perspective is very dark, even though the reality of the circumstances is that it's really bright. And everything we experience in life, especially negative circumstances, has a way of creating these filters through which we look. If someone leaves us, if I lose my job, if I lose my husband or my wife, or I lose my finances, those things become like a set of lenses through which we see life that begins to program our mindset.
Whoa.
And because we have a world that is constantly attempting to define us from a defeated standpoint,
sure.
we have to intentionally exercise some intervention by God's word to move from victim thinking to victor thinking. That is what it is that God has entrusted to us and given to us through the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So people watching might very well be looking through a lens
mm-hmm.
that has been painted over,
right.
you know, one layer from some broken relationship,
Absolutely.
One layer from
yep.
some diagnosis,
yep.
one layer from my finances are messed mm-hmm. up. And soon mm-hmm. enough,
yep.
what you're looking through
yep.
is not even God's lens at all.
Right. Not at all. Right.
I mean, it's almost as you're yep. talking, it's almost as though the enemy has removed
yep.
the lens we were born with
yep.
and put on our face a
That's
different
exactly
set
right.
of glasses.
Right. When you look through the wrong set of lenses, friends, it alters the trajectory of the remainder of your life, the course for your life, everything that's included in that, your relationships, your future, your potential in life. All of those things are negatively and adversely affected through victim thinking, through a defeatist mentality.
Wow.
When the remedy for that is a change of mentality for you to liberate yourself from the mentality of defeat.
Wow.
Now, on the cover of the book, I use this picture here of a ladder that's down in a hole.
Mm-hmm.
If you imagine yourself or any person at the bottom of that hole, and we pray, God, we're looking for deliverance. Lord, save me. I need deliverance. And then all of a sudden, a ladder drops down. That ladder is represented by every verse of Scripture. Every verse of Scripture in the Bible is a rung on a ladder that empowers us to climb ourselves out of any pit of victimization, regardless of what it is.
Sure.
The ladder is represented by the Word of God that He's given to us.
So there are people watching that are down in that hole. I love the analogy.
Yeah.
What you're saying is that God has dropped a ladder into everybody's circumstance.
Into every situation, there's a ladder.
That they can climb out of their circumstance.
Absolutely.
And He's going to be there to help us.
Yep.
But what if it's really bad? Mm-hmm. What if they're so far down in that hole?
Yep.
They could barely turn on this program today.
Sure.
And they're watching right now saying, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Is it ever too late for God?
I would say to any person that you feel like your circumstance is the worst, it can't get any worse, and you feel like you're going to give up, it's hopeless. That's exactly the point. When you turn to God, when you turn to His Word, that hopelessness is met with the victory that has been given to us through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Powerful.
So I would say to that person, there is no situation worse, you know, bad enough or to the place that you cannot recover from, that God cannot turn it around to move you from being a victim to being a person who's victorious in that situation.
I think that God is doing something in this program today for people watching.
Amen.
Because He would happen to bring someone to the program to, number one, remind them that they are victors and not victims. Number two, tell them that you can't be so far down.
No, you cannot.
God can perform a miracle right now.
Absolutely.
And bring you out of the deepest, darkest hole that you might be in right at this moment. But they have to be part of the process.
Yes.
And I think that God could have brought you here to be a ladder. God works through people.
Yes.
God can work through this book to give people the opportunity to climb out.
Yes.
Throughout the book, it really gives me steps to do something.
Yes.
I have to change the way I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I have to change how I'm looking at the thing. Your book talks about that you got to kind of get on your feet.
Yes.
Get up and get moving.
Yep.
Talk to me about that.
You know, in the Gospel of John in chapter 5, I use this story in the book of the man, the lame man at the pool of Bethesda, right? So this guy's been waiting by the water, by the pool for, you know, I think it was 38 years. And every time he would attempt to get into the water to be healed, he would complain that someone else moved ahead of me. He had a laundry list of excuses for why he could never be healed.
Was that a victim mentality?
He had a total victim mentality. God bless him, whoever he was, but he had victim thinking was there operating in his life. Jesus comes along and begins to have a conversation with him, and he shares all of these reasons for why he couldn't improve, why he was not being healed. And Jesus asks him a question, Damon.
What'd
he says, do you want to be made well? The guy never answered yes.
Whoa.
And many times in life, people are dealing with victimization and struggling with victim mentality, but they never have an affirmative to say, this has to change. I want to change. Something different has to happen. I'm tired of being sick. I'm tired of laying by this pool. I'm tired of being depressed. I'm tired of being stressed out. I'm tired of feeling defeated. Many times we're looking at our circumstances, and those circumstances are reaffirming victim thinking.
Got it.
While in the midst of those circumstances, you have to rise up with an affirmation of faith to say, this is going to change. I'm going to be something different. I'm going to see something different. I am a winner, even though my circumstances are announcing that I am a loser. You have to find the wherewithal within yourself by faith when you don't see any evidence to say that I have been wired to be a winner by God. That very moment is the moment that begins to redefine your circumstances. Absolutely.
You have to see what God sees.
Yes.
Right?
So
let's break this thing down.
Yep.
What does God see? Okay, I see my reality.
Yep.
What does God see?
We see our reality. God sees us operating and living in the righteousness of His Son, Jesus Christ, who has already conquered death, hell, and the grave. We are a righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Mm. So God's perspective about us is perfect through His Son, Jesus Christ. Our perspective about ourselves is anything but perfect. And that is the wonderful thing about coming to God, approaching God, and having a change of perspective, having a change of mentality. He sees us as victorious through His Son, and He never sees us as people who've been defeated. And so the key is for us to see ourselves and our circumstances from God's perspective and not from our own.
We have a choice.
We have a choice. It's true.
God sees something different.
Yes.
God sees you whole. God sees you full of joy. God sees you healthy. God sees you experiencing the love of your life.
Absolutely.
Yes. God sees your business working.
Right.
God sees your church growing. I could make a laundry list from one side of the stage to the other of all of the calamities and the challenges and the tragedies that good, God-loving, God-fearing people face.
Absolutely.
Some faithful done
people.
To us.
Yeah.
Some that have happened to us.
Yep.
Praise God, some that we have caused.
Mm. Yeah, isn't that the truth?
But I could make a list three times longer than this stage of all of the awesome things that God could say about us and sees in us, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So where do we enter this runway? I want something different, okay?
Yep.
So I get this book,
yep,
and I'm going to discover that my mindset's off.
Yes.
But what is the first thing that I'm going to do?
The very first thing that I like to communicate to any person who's looking to break out of the pit of victimization, from a practical standpoint, is to always think in terms of acting and not reacting. Acting intelligently, acting by being informed and not reacting emotionally. I think in many situations, to be very honest, Damon, that many of our experiences are really characterized by emotionalism. Mm. They're characterized by feelings. Many times we find people or we put ourselves in an environment to affirm victimization.
That's the truth.
Instead of putting ourselves in an environment where we're challenged to change the way that we think.
Got it.
Or even being around people. Relationships are also valuable in this because you also have some relationships that reaffirm victimization in your life. But to start by acting or determination to act and not react. I'm not going to have an emotional reaction every time something negative happens to me in this world. And let's be honest, emotional reactions feel good. Sometimes it feels good, you know, to eat a gallon of ice cream and crawl underneath the covers and pull the covers over your head and just woe is me. That appeals to our flesh.
Sure.
But that doesn't change our situation. It won't change our circumstances at all. If you can implement that one strategy in your life to act and not react, it brings you to the place that you will limit and progressively eliminate victimization operating in your own life when you act and not react. That leads us to the place of moving from victimization to moving to the place that we're living in victory in life.
We just have to know when to ask for help.
Right.
I think that this is help. This book was not written by you about someone else.
No, it's my personal journey.
This was your personal journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want them to discover that anybody, no matter where they are, can move from where they are to where God wants them to be. But but sometimes getting help is a step in that direction. We got to take a step, don't we, sometimes?
That's it, yeah.
Awesome book. You know, so many people, when they're facing calamity and tragedy, they go get an answer from a therapist, for example.
Sure.
They go buy something to fill the holes. They do something, self-medicate. They call their friend. They whine. They complain.
It's true.
They pitch tantrums.
Right.
You know, they get angry.
Yep.
They take matters into their own hands.
Yes.
But the whole time, God's saying, time out.
Right.
Time out. Mm. You just got fired.
Right.
Time out. You got a diagnosis. Time out.
Yep.
Your wife just left you, God forbid. Time out, something's happened, and it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're supposed to get is understanding.
Yeah, that's exactly
it. It's the principal thing.
Understanding, Damon, of the greater purposes of God. It's an opportunity for us to grow and to be cultivated more in Christ-likeness and the image of God that we've been created in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And so all of a sudden now, challenges in life, sometimes they are divinely assigned to us for the purpose of character formation, to help us grow.
Hold on. You just blew my mind on that one. They're what? Assigned to us?
Sometimes.
That was kind of liberating because I can look at stuff I'm going through in a different way.
Yes.
I'm trying to, I'm catching on to what you're putting down.
Mm-hmm.
We can go through some stuff. And what you just said is how we're looking at the thing matters.
Absolutely.
James talks about consider it joy.
Yes.
When you face trials of many kind, knowing that the testing of your faith produces perseverance and let it have its perfect.
Yep.
That describes what you're talking about.
Yes.
It's a mindset.
That is the pivotal moment that we turn from victimization to a mentality of victory. And here's the thing, sometimes your external circumstances have not changed, but your mentality has changed, and that is the beginning of the turnaround. I've discovered as a pastor that, Damon, the people who do well in life are the people who learn to manage their challenges well. Isn't that the truth?
Boy, that's, I'm gonna tweet
they're,
that.
They're coming. That's good. Everyone is dealing with them. But if you avoid the challenges and you ignore the challenges and you run from the challenges, you're constantly retreating from the challenges, you'll never live a quality and victorious life in this world.
Wow.
So we have to muster up the courage and change our mentality to strive towards victory in any situation where there's a combat. It's a fight. We must fight the good fight of faith.
That's right. It's a battle zone.
Yes, it is a battle zone. Yeah.
You know you're in the battle zone.
Yep.
How are you going to respond to it?
Yeah, that's the key.
And how are you going to fight against it?
That's the key.
You just said is you got to know how to fight.
You got to fight.
Yeah. Is that what I'm going to learn here? Right.
That's exactly what you're going to learn. I wrote this book in a way that is non-preachy. I wrote it in a way that's easy to read and grasp the principles of it. I didn't want the book to be 300 pages long. I wanted it to be something that a person could read over and over again in this book on zero victim mentality.
Wow.
This is years and years of things that God has been doing in my life to bring me to this place of being a person who operates with a zero victim mentality. I write about that story in the book, the journey, as we talked about. But one of the things we need in life, we need a coach. Damon, I want to be a coach to people.
Yeah.
We have any person who does well in life. I used to think to myself, you know, when Tiger Woods was in his heyday as the world's greatest golfer, and sometimes I would hear about his coach, and I used to think, why would Tiger Woods need a coach? But that's exactly why he's Tiger Woods, because he has a coach.
You got it.
There's a humility in calling someone alongside you who has the experience, who has the relationship, relational equity with you, who's been through some things to help guide you and walk you through those circumstances. I want to be America's zero victim coach.
Amen.
I want to be the coach to help walk people out of victimization and out of victim thinking into a mentality of victory that will affect and change every area of your life. I promise you, your life will never be the same. You'll never look at your situations the same when you begin to develop a zero victim mentality. We can liberate ourselves from the mentality.
There's a lot of people in chains.
Absolutely.
This book becomes a
key. That's it.
To unlock the chains,
that's
to
the
unlock
key. Exactly.
The gates.
Yep.
To
it is a loser's mentality that stamps out our potential in life. It's because we see ourselves as being a victim.
Wow.
When you are free and you can liberate yourself from the mentality of defeat, man, it frees you to go after life. You can go after business. You can go after additional clients. I mean, you can go after creative inventions and write books. I mean, you can literally change the world once you really become free.
Man, and so this becomes this book.
This
becomes
the first step.
A key.
That's it.
To unlock the chains,
that's
to
the
unlock
key.
The
exactly.
gates.
Yep.
To
it is a loser's mentality. That stamps out our potential in life is because we see ourselves as being a victim.
Wow.
If you can ever, a person who becomes zero victim, I'm telling you, that is the freest person you will ever meet in life. That person has no boundaries. Imagine what would happen in your life if you lived a life without boundaries. But it starts in our mind.
Powerful. Pastor James Ward, I want to thank you for being with me on this program, for bringing this now word to the people who need it now. Amen.
Yes.
And I just cannot thank you enough.
It's my pleasure.
We want to have you back.
Yes, absolutely, man. Anytime.
Love to have you back.
With you.
And make the call, get the book, Zero Victim, and begin to live the life that God has in store for you, where you are free,
Amen.
Able to pursue happiness as God designed it for you, and to live the life that He has destined for you. Amen.
Wow. Amen.
I love that.
That's it.
I'm Damon Davis. This is One on One. We'll see you again next week. Fear, depression, discouragement. Have the circumstances in your life left you feeling like the world is out to get you? Do you feel like a victim? We live in a world that is filled with trouble, with disappointments, with tragedies, with struggle. And while some people rise above their circumstances, others are sinking into a state of mental and spiritual defeat that's absolutely robbing you from the life of joy that God intends for you to live. How can we weather the storms of life and still come out a victor? That's the question that you will have answered in this amazing book, Zero Victim, by James Ward, who shows you how you can program your mind so that you can overcome trials and see the victory that is available to you in every single situation. James Ward is going to share with you how you can liberate yourself and protect yourself from developing a victim mentality by training your mind to view yourself as a winner that God made you to be. I'm also going to send you, with this book, a special collection of resources that I've assembled to really empower you to win. When you order today, you're going to receive a powerful CD created especially for you by James Ward that highlights scriptures that are designed to help you as you develop this brand new way of thinking, this winner's mindset. You'll also receive a special gift from James Ward called the Zero Victim Statement Card. This reference guide lists victim statements like, I feel like such a loser. And it replaces them with zero victim statements such as, I see myself winning in everything I do. Plus, when you call right now, you're going to receive this exclusive Breaking Free bracelet that you can wear to remind you that you are a victor in Jesus, that He has helped you break the chains of the victim mentality that has held you down for too long. This bracelet will remind you of His promises to you and your victory found in Him. And when you order today, I want to send you the complete full-length interview where James Ward and I walk through the steps and reveal to you how you can apply these life-changing strategies that you need to apply now to break free from the chains of a limited mindset. You'll find it all here in this complete, uncut, unedited interview with me and James Ward. Your copy of this life-changing hour with James Ward and I, it's my gift to you as a bonus when you call right now. Today is the day you begin to transform your life. And with your copy of Zero Victim Today, with the Scripture CD, the Zero Victim Statement Card, the exclusive Breaking Free Bracelet, and the uncut version of today's interview, and your gift of only $40 or more, we will begin this journey together and we will win in life for good. Don't miss your chance to get this collection. It'll completely revolutionize your life. I guarantee you. Call now.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.